JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour, the Blues. They've won three out of their last four. Ooh. And we're joined now by one of the young guns, Zach Fisher.
Our next guest has a mullet Stephen Kernahan would be proud of and spends his time combing it and the Ford 50 for snags.
Needs to get this one out. Drop the footy. Fisher right foot across the body. The Blues have got two in a row.
Before the Blues take on Jim's Kangas on Saturday, please welcome Zach Fisher.
Zachary, welcome to you.
Hey, boys. Thanks for having me.
I'm more Tommy Elvin than Steve Kernahan with that shaggy. Do you remember the great Tommy Elvin?
No, I do now. I've shown plenty of photos. But, yeah, it is getting pretty long. I think it might be time to go.
What are you doing with it? Because we're in lockdown, so you can't go to hairdressers. You're just going to let it roam?
I think it got caught in a few tackles on the weekend, so I'm looking to Sam Walsh to give it a trim this week.
Really? Oh. He's going to got the scissors.
He's pretty handy. He's pretty crafty with it.
Is there nothing he can't do?
No, he's a jet. He can do it all.
Very nice boy, too. Has he got a girlfriend?
I don't think so.
You'll see one of my mate's daughters, but I think that's Jim.
Yeah. Oh, hi, Bill. You're just bringing that to the table.
I own KFC too, Jim. It would have been a good one. Mate, he owns about 20 of them.
Man. Zach, well done on the weekend, by the way. Very nice winning against the arch rival.
I think it's the first time I've personally beaten Collingwood. And, you know, it was good for the boys to stand up with our two captains. So. It was a good effort.
Well, bad luck this weekend too. You meet the rampant Kangaroos.
Well, they're going all right.
I'm looking forward to this weekend. I think it'll be a good contest. The young mids are doing really well, but I think our boys are up to it.
Will Harry play on Ben? He probably will at some stage, won't he?
I think Ben will play on Harry. So.
Yeah, probably. You're right.
Well, actually, Ben, I don't know if you follow it, Zach, but they go pretty hard at each other on social media, these two. And I think Ben said earlier that he normally gets the number one forward, so that'll probably be Levi Casbolt.
He did, that's right.
I like it. They're good boys. They're good boys. Mackays.
They're both pretty witty, so I'm actually enjoying to be able to listen to it on the sideline.
Jeez, you wouldn't want to get five or six kicked on you by your brother, would you? That wouldn't work. Hey, everything going all right, mate? How's lockdown treating you?
It's kind of the same over here. I think, you know, we're getting into training hard, but, you know, go home and, you know, it is what it is. You get your hour to go out for a walk with your partner or whatnot, but, coping well.
Are you a gamer or anything like that?
Yeah, I do like gaming. There's probably about 10 to 15 of us that get on the controller sticks and have a bit of fun there, but, yeah, I enjoy it.
Are you allowed to do any physical exercise beyond what the club sets you? Are you able to, you know, if you want to go and do a mini weight session in your own garage or if you want to get on a treadmill, can you do any of that?
Well, I think for me, it's probably encouraged to do an extra weight session here and there. But in the off season, in the preseason, I enjoy how to hit a tennis and basketball. But looking after your body this time of year is pretty important. So just sticking to what they describe.
Now, you're born in York. Now, York's, an hour and a half inland from Perth, I think. I've just done some research.
Smart.
How big is York?
It's pretty small. I think we've got maybe 5,000 population. So it's pretty small, but some great footy players have come out of there.
Yeah. Who?
Duperuzel. Ken Stateman.
Oh, Brucey Duperuzel.
Duperuzel.
Yep.
Did you say Duperuzels?
Yep.
That's gold. Brucey also played cricket for WA. He was a multi-talented sportsman. Marlon Pickett's around there too, isn't he?
Yeah, Marlon. And I think my dad always used to say the other Duperuzel was better, the brother, but... Must just be rumours.
No, it could easily. It gets bloody hot in York around January, February.
It's good for a tan.
Where are you playing at the minute, Zachariah?
I'm playing forward on the weekend with Paddy, going out with just general soreness. Got to see a few centre bounces, and I enjoyed that. Yeah. So hopefully this week get a good mix of mid forward.
Are you doing a podcast with our man Gibbo?
Gibbo.
Yeah, doing one a week at the moment. So we're trying to get all the big dogs in on that. It's been a lot of fun, actually.
Right, talking Gibberfish.
Gibberfish.
Talking Gibberfish, yeah. Now, you guys want to get on?
What does Gibbo bring to the table? Because we've had him on a few times. He's a plasterer from bloody Werribee.
He's got
no idea what he's talking about. So what's he bringing?
He's a bubbly personality, bro. He's quite loud. But he's got some funny jokes.
Who runs it? It must be you, because Gibbo couldn't front
anything.
Hold
it.
No, I'm Robin to his Batman. I just sit there and listen in and add my 5 cents when it's needed.
Ooh, Gibbo, wow. A big weekend too. Ed Curno, 200th game. What a good effort that is. And aren't they a lovely family, the Curnos? And how's Charlie going too?
Yeah, congratulations to Ed. Like, he deserves it. He's such a hard worker. And, you know, he's done it the hard way, but the way he trains and prepares himself, I don't think there's a bigger competitor out there, especially at this club.
Yep.
And, you know, Charlie's going really well. We had his first hit out. Who did we play? Box Hill and...
Scratch match, wasn't it?
Yeah. There was four teams involved, but he looked good. He warmed himself into the game, and I think, you know, I think he might be one more week, and then putting his hand up for selection, which would be exciting.
Yeah.
Does Mark Murphy get to 300 games, Zach?
Well, there's 5 games to go before finals, Jim, and he needs 4.
He needs 4. I'd love to see him get there. I think he trained fully today and his calf's looking good, but it'll be up to the match committee. I'd personally love to see him get to 300.
Well, Zach, he was there when the club was properly shizen, and he stayed loyal. And so I think it would be a wonderful story if he could play his 300th game.
Yeah, I completely agree. The loyalty he's shown, and, you know, he got bashed as a captain back in the day, and, you know, the boys stood up, but him and Simo, absolute club legends.
Can you explain to Bill what cryptocurrency is, please, and how he could get involved?
Yeah. In layman's terms.
It's a trading currency, I guess. So they're all kind of different purposes, but it's not going as great as we all like, but it is how do I explain it? Just a... online currency.
That's it, Bill. Online currency.
Like online porn or something.
No, nothing like that, Bill.
Goes up and down?
No, completely. Oh, Zach, you hearing this? Don't listen to anything he says.
Hey, I tell you what you want to do, Zach, is thank the whole Carlton family, because you are a big club and you got plenty of members and they're sticking fat.
They are sticking fat. So, you know, keep it up. As soon as people can go to the games, I'd love to see everyone back down there. Good support.
They are, aren't they? They're a big club, Jim.
No, and we need them back up and running too, because, geez, they bring some heat. When they start rolling into finals and prelims and grannies, the Blues. Ooh. Ligon Street, Zach, I don't know if you've wandered down there after a big win. My goodness.
I was there after the Euros, actually, when Italy got up, and that was pumping. So I imagine it'd be pretty similar.
It will be, mate. Don't worry. It'll happen. A great chatting to you. Zachy. I won't say good luck on the weekend because, I'm heading down the other path. But playing very nice football, and it's great to see.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Fish.
Carlton versus North Melbourne live on Triple M on Saturday. You boys will be calling that game as well.
Oh, not fat. We're not giving you
I'm back again, am
no.
I?
No.
I should be.
Should not be.
Very good specials.
It's the Rush Hour at Triple M.